was one of the names given to Jesus when the prophet Isaiah spoke of his coming. The God we serve is a God who desires peace for all people. His kingdom is a kingdom where peace reigns, where death is defeated, and where sorrow and suffering are no more. So let's spend some time in silence and prayer for God's kingdom of peace to continue to break into our world. So I'm going to read a short line of prayer, and then I'm going to just leave some space where you can fill in your own prayers, or you can just sit in the silence. Gracious Lord, we dream of a world free of poverty and oppression, and we yearn for a world free of vengeance and violence, and we pray for your peace. Hearts ache for the victims of war and oppression. Help us to remember that you healed people simply by touching them, and give us faith in our ability to comfort and heal bodies and minds and spirits that have been broken by violence. When the injustice of this world seems too much for us to handle, help us to remember that you fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And give us hope that what we have to offer to you will turn out to be enough too. When fear of the power and opinions of others tempts us not to speak up for the least among us, Help us to remember that you dared to turn over the tables of money changers and give us the courage to risk following you, no matter the cost. When we feel ourselves fill with anger at those who are violent and oppressive, help us remember that you prayed for those who killed you, and give us compassion for our enemies too. When we tell ourselves that we have given all we can to bring peace to this world, help us to remember your sacrifice and give us the miracle of losing a little more of ourselves in serving you and our neighbors. Walk with us, Lord, as we answer your call to be peacemakers. Increase our compassion, our generosity, and our hospitality for the least of your children. Give us the courage, the patience, the serenity, the self-honesty, and the gentleness of spirit that are needed in a world filled with turmoil and terror. Amen.
As we continue this morning, I want to read four scriptures to you. And as I read these scriptures, I'm just going to ask that you listen and allow the Spirit to speak to you through His Word. We're going to start with a reading of hope from the Old Testament. The book of Micah, chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, it says this: In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and the peoples will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, "Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Second reading is a reading of hope from the New Testament, from the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 to 5. It says this: "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.' He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.'" And then two readings from the gospel this morning. One, first of all, the gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. It's the Beatitudes. And I'm reading these 12 verses from a new translation of the New Testament. It's the First Nations Version. And the First Nations Version is a translation of the New Testament that seeks to render the biblical text in cultural forms of meaning that resonate deeply with indigenous people. I really like how this version of the New Testament translates the Beatitudes. So here is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12 from the First Nations Version of the New Testament. "Jesus saw this great crowd, and he went back up into the mountainside and sat down to teach the people. His followers came to him there, so he took a deep breath, opened his mouth, and began to share his wisdom with them and teach them how to see the Creator's good road. Creator's blessing rests on the poor, the ones with broken spirits. The good road from above is theirs to walk. Creator's blessing rests on the ones who walks a trail of tears, for he will wipe away the tears from their eyes and comfort them. Creator's blessing rests on the ones who walk softly and in a humble manner. The earth, land, and sky will welcome them and always be their home. Creator's blessing rests on the ones who hunger and thirst for wrongs to be made right again. They will eat and drink until they are full. Creator's blessing rests on the ones who are merciful and kind to others. Their kindness will find its way back to them full circle. Creator's blessing rests on the pure of heart. They are the ones who will see the Great Spirit. Creator's blessing rests on the ones who make peace. It will be said of them, 'They are the children of God.' Creator's blessing rests on the ones who are hunted down and mistreated for doing what is right, for they are walking the good road from above. Others will lie about you, speak against you, and look down on you with scorn and contempt, all because you walk the road with me, This is a sign that the Creator's blessing is resting on you. So let your hearts be glad and jump for joy, for you will be honored in the spirit world above. You are like the prophets of old who were treated in the same way by your ancestors. And finally, a second short gospel reading from John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.